also, one of the principles of creativity is to have a little childhood trauma. And I had the usual kind that I think a lot of people had, and that is that, you know, I had expectations placed on me. That figure right there, by the way, figure right there was a toy given to me when I was but 9 years old, and it was to help me become a doctor from a very early age. I have some ones that were long-lasting from the age of 5 to 15. This was supposed to be my side occupation, and it led to a sense of failure. But actually, there was something quite real in my life that happened when I was about 14, and it was discovered that my brother in 1967 and then my father 6 months later had brain tumors. And my mother believed that something had gone wrong, and she was going to find out what it was, and she was going to fix it. My father was a Baptist minister, and he believed in miracles and that God's will would take care of that. But of course, they ended up dying 6 months apart. And after that, my mother believed that it was fate or curses. She went looking through all the reasons in the universe why this would have happened. Everything except randomness. She did not believe in randomness. There was a reason for everything. And one of the reasons she thought was that her mother, who had died when she was very young, was angry at her. And so I had this notion of death all around me because my mother also believed that I would be next and she would be next. And when you are faced with the prospect of death very soon, you begin to think very much about everything. You become very creative in a survival sense.